Ashraf Garda on SAFM.
Tell you what, in the conversation, India came up as to whether they should be a permanent member of the UN Security Council. Well, news about India, they have an election. Let's find out more about what's going on there. India, a six-week election that takes place, 970 million voters, 10% of the world's population. Let's find out more about that and the aspects we should be looking at with Salman Khan, who's an independent geopolitical analyst for the Southeast Asia region. Salman, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us on the National Pulse.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Right. So, well, it's obviously election is significant by virtue of the numbers I've just given you, right? But let's. How is what happens in India impactful to the rest of the world?
Well, I mean, it's one of the biggest democracy in the world. It is fascinating to see that, you know, 969 million people will be going to vote, with the 12 million voting officials, those will be administrating over the 6 weeks. I mean, this is just amazing textbook example for the developing country, and it's a lot to learn from that election to the rest of the world. Now, having said that, how does it affect the outcomes? I mean, of course, you know, we're living in a now not bipolar or unipolar world, is a very multipolar world, and India is emerging as some sort of within their own right, a superpower within the region, joining the many, you know, formation like BRICS and Mercosur and IPSA, and including the COD, which is the Australia, Japan, America, and India. So, of course, the geopolitical, as a geopolitics, you will see the India election will play a significant role, and also, you know, what would happen afterward. Because, of course, so far, the India has been very pro-Israel. And, you know, so that definitely still need to be seen in 6 weeks' time, how their policies will dictate. And, of course, for the regional, it is definitely a huge, huge factor for the growing might of the Indian economy, how it will confront or how it will counter the Chinese economy. And that is, America has been also very much very vocal and also hugely investing. Many Western countries are hugely investing into, not only just for the love of India or Mahatma Gandhi, it's just to counterbalance the might of a Chinese, to make sure that they counterbalance their might into the Southeast Asia.
Well, you know, with the general election, often a country's foreign policy plays some role. In South Africa, maybe the same with our election. The reality is it's still ultimately a domestic election. So what are the big issues and who are the big players contesting India's election?
Well, I mean, this is, again, fascinating. And look, I mean, we have just over 200 political parties. I mean, here we're looking at 2,600 political parties going into the election. And of course, the BJP is the favorite, and they have been dominating, and they're representing the Indian Hindu nationalism, around 80% of the population. And of course, as I said to you, there is not 200 parties, there's a 2,600 parties. So they're major players. India has always been governed, I would say, for the first 4 or 5 decades by the Indian National Congress. And because of the dynastical baggage, they have lost, and they, of course, they didn't deliver onto the mandate. And then, of course, here we go, the 2014 come BJP, which was basically a Hindu fascist, you know, the party, which was RSS, the wing of the RSS, emerged into the BJP. And the Prime Minister Modi was a part of the RSS. Then he actually become the BJP member. And the BJP, basically the RSS, the ideology was very much of like a Mussolini, Blake Brigade, communism type of thinking.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is going to be quite interesting to see how the political parties, not the political parties, how their foreign policy will be underpinned by this election.
Perhaps the most important question, and in 30 seconds to wrap up, right, is, you know, the incumbent president, prime minister of India, right, would he stay in power, or is there a chance he could be toppled?
Well, I mean, you know, one of the issues is that he's a single man. He don't have any any sibling or anybody else to take over the power, not like, you know, the Gandhi family. So he will still be in a power. He is still a favorite. He is a role model. We call the Indian people, they call him as like a parivar. I mean, that his whole country is supporting him. And you must not forget, he has rose from the ashes of Gujarat massacre, which has given the rise to the Indian religious fascism, you know, the India Hindu nationalism. And that is on the rise, and that will continue to be in the power. And Modi is definitely going to be the messiah for the Hindus, and he will continue to be.
And you say
power,
that might give him the support. Well, let's see. I mean, that's happened. We've got 6 weeks to talk about that, and then the results, I think, may take even longer than 6 weeks. We'll find out about that. Thank you for your time. Salman Khan, who's an independent geopolitical analyst for Southeast Asia. So there you are. Elections in India have begun. 6 weeks of elections.